Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, Kyra, you said your name is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am getting a line item on my Discover bill from your company. And can you tell me what company you are?
We are a third-party customer service call center representing several different companies. You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
56256.
56256, correct?
That's right.
Your first
we don't
address?
Know what we're paying for.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, as we are a third party representing several different companies, I would have to access an account to see what it is that you might have been charged for. Your first and last name?
Okay. First name, the last name is Hoium, H-O-I-U-M. I assume it would be under Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
Okay. I do see an account here listed with us. To confirm that this is correct, could you verify this customer's shipping address?
516 4th Avenue, Madison, Minnesota.
Yes, ma'am. I see that they have the customer here previously. Does he perhaps recall signing up, paying the postage for an air purifier?
What?
No.
I'm sorry?
An air purifier? You know, there was a little... That's the postage for an... No, because that was $7.99 for the postage.
Yes, ma'am. I'm asking if the customer recalls signing up for that item.
No.
He does not?
No.
What is this for, an air purifier?
So what's taking place is that they have someone here signing up for the air purifier, and resulting signing up, they have the customer subscribing to the store that sponsors the survey for the free gift.
You know, I did something like that once, but not 40. Am I being charged $49.97 per month? I was charged $7.99 at one time for shipping for something.
For the air purifier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this a recurring charge?
Yes, ma'am. Prior to signing up, they have the customer here paying the subscription fee to the store that sponsors the survey. That's
my gosh, no.
The free gift offerings.
No, I had no clue. No, absolutely no. Whatever that is, get rid of it and get rid of the charges. No way.
Well, as the information here is valid, I'm able to go ahead and get the subscription canceled, and I'm able to issue a courtesy credit of 35% on the recent transaction.
On how much?
35%.
Well, how many of these charges have I gotten?
I'd like to see a copy of that, us saying it's okay to charge us for that.
Hello? Oh, my gosh, this is a scam. Do you have a number for this company?
No, ma'am, I don't have any additional contact information for you. I'm able to provide you with a website name if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment. Yes, ma'am. The name of the website will be topconsumerdeals.com.
Top?
T-O-P, consumerdeals.com.
Okay. How many, can you tell how many charges I've had?
They have you here for December and January.
Okay, and you right now you're able to take off 35% and then cancel it?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
For both months?
No, ma'am, I'm able to assist you with the recent transaction.
That's $100.
Well, you can take that 35% off. We've got Discover is supposed to be checking into the December charge because we. Okay. All right. You just cancel. And how much is 35%? How much are you taking off the bill?
Yes, ma'am. So.
But before I do that.
Okay.
I should probably try and get a hold of this Top Consumers deal.
So, anything previous regarding the transaction, you would have to get transferred to a supervisor so that they can further assist you with any previous transactions.
One of your supervisors?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, can I be transferred to a supervisor, please?
So, I know that you stated that you've spoken with Discover to handle this previous transaction.
Well, in December.
Are you referring to a dispute of any sort? I'm not sure what you meant by that. So, I'm sorry?
Yes.
You stated that you have the transaction in dispute.
Yes.
So, we wouldn't be able to move forward with the refunding process due to you putting the transaction in dispute because it can post the account as a chargeback. So, they would have to contact customer service so that we can issue a credit on the transactions moving forward. Because we can't issue a refund if a dispute is being processed.
Okay, I think what I need to do is call Discover again and have them take off this next month also. But get that thing canceled, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just informing you if you would like for a refund to be credited, what will have to take place moving forward.
And what is that?
That the Discover card or the bank or the credit card company would have to inform customer. They would have to contact us in, or you can call them on the phone with us stating that the dispute is being dropped so a full refund could go ahead and be issued.
Oh, all right. But, well, I would like to know, first of all, if I do get a hold of your supervisor, that they will do that for me.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be able to transfer you until you have the bank contact us back in stating a dispute is being dropped, ma'am. That's what I'm informing you.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I did go ahead and successfully get the subscription canceled, so you won't receive any future billing attempts. But as I stated,
I think I'm going to call Discover again.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm sure that they probably have more. They know more about this than I do. So, thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
That was-